Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
And we are still here.
Yeah.
We survived the eclipse.
Yay.
No.
No.
Yeah.
We didn't survive the eclipse? We're all dead?
Well, of course we did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We did.
We didn't survive?
I don't know. Maybe.
We're all walking zombies?
I will survive.
What happened?
I will survive.
I will survive.
We
survived the eclipse. We survived an earthquake. Wasn't the earthquake fun on Friday?
Oh,
hunky dory.
Oh, it was fine. That was just...
It was smexy.
Yes.
I'm surprised this radio station didn't play "I Feel the Earth Under My Feet. I Feel the Sky Come Tumbling Down."
Of course you would.
All right, all right, all
right. Of course you would.
Please
4.8 in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had another one, 4.2. The following aftershock, they said that they were going continuously. On and on.
And on.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Yeah.
Keep those earthquakes rolling.
All together they had. All together.
Ride.
Yes.
Are you done now?
No. There's more.
Sorry, I snorted.
All together, there are about 50 aftershocks. Some of them very, very tiny to the point, you know, a little bit.
4.8 in California. We're still having our morning coffee.
Well, what do you expect? It's not a thing that happens out here in this area.
Out there, ground moves every day.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, ground moves. Oh, okay, just keep going.
Well, what do you expect?
Here we wanted to move to a state where the ground stayed still and the people moved.
Sorry, folks. Would you mind going ahead and giving what you think the kind of one we had? I say it was
your
a roller.
Your personal opinion, because, you know.
I say it was a roller.
It was.
That you taught me that part.
You if it was
the snap.
The snap, you would really felt that. That was just kind of.
This was a roller.
And doesn't a snap do more damage than a roller?
Yeah, and for people that have no clue what I'm talking about, because you don't live in California, there's two types of earthquakes.
Yeah.
There's a snap, which the plates actually snap. Mm-hmm. You want any evidence of that? Just look at the San Andreas fault line.
That's true.
Look at the Northridge earthquake in 1993. That was a snap. Then there's a rolling earthquake, which is like if you take a rock and throw it into the middle of a pond and you see the ripples of water.
Yeah,
that's the rolling quake. We had a rolling quake, or New Jersey had the rolling quake, and we just kind of felt bad for them. So
yes, we became
because they were at the epicenter of it all, and it just sort of bounced outward and created a giant ripple.
It was
the
more.
And FYI, folks, the more further it goes, the less you feel.
Yes,
just to let you know.
Yes. The further away from the epicenter that you are, the more or the less you're going to feel the damage. The more closer, you're going to get more damage.
And the fact that we felt it at all because it was only 4.8 was because it was only two miles deep or 3 miles
deep.
Well,
all I know is it scared the living panties off of poor Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
That poor girl.
Our poor... Yes, we went to go sign a lease for the house, and our poor person that was doing our lease signing went ahead and thought it was either snow had fallen or a truck had gone by.
There wasn't that much snow on the
roof. Actually, what it was, she thought we
and
had...
she thought we were having a plumbing issue.
Yeah, because she turned around and she says to me, Is that a plumbing issue?
That was a ground moving issue.
There's no plumbing issue about that.
That was the ground moving.
That's when I turned around and I looked at you, and that's when we said, no, Chelts, that was an earthquake.
The ground was moving. And it was our anniversary.
Yeah.
So it was like the best present you could ever have. I gave you the best present in the world. I made the ground move for
I love you so much. I made the earth move.
I made the earth move for you. Nobody else during your anniversary can say
your
that.
Your love moved me, literally.
Oh, your love moved me?
Nobody else, you can ask all your married friends, nobody else can say it. Their husband actually moved the earth for their wives. So there you go. Happy anniversary.
The earthquake went ahead.
I love you so much. You're such a giant butt head. Yeah. I do. And you know, what do you got to say, folks?
You know,
44 years together, 28 years of marriage. I think I got the short end of the stick or what?
I think so.
The ground. I moved the ground for you.
Oh, my God. So you moved the ground. Would you like me to go ahead and pat you on the back or give you a large kiss.
And look, I actually, as an added bonus, I made it go dark. You got it, might as well use it.
You're horrible.
Oh, you're terrible. You're horrible. You're going to blame all that on, you're going to blame this. My goodness.
Yeah, it's weird when you go ahead and you confuse the crap out of somebody from California and sit there and go, you guys get earthquakes over in that part of town? Not normally, no.
No, normally the people move and the ground stays still.
That's what I told Friday,
the people stayed still and the ground moved.
That's what I told my friend Natasha. I said, normally the people move and the ground stays still. We decided to reverse it with you guys. And she goes, don't do that. That's our stuff. Don't use our stuff.
And didn't you wait a minute? Didn't you say
wait a minute?
Didn't you say that California also had like a 4.8 on Friday as well?
Yeah.
So I made the ground move for you in two separate parts of the country.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it was the day before.
It was the day before, smarty panties. And here's the strange part.
But I had like a four. Yeah, they had like
how
a
many
four
times?
Two. They had like a 4.2 after us. They had a 4.8 before us. So, yeah.
How about the fact that we had a real bad winter storms and stuff, and then all of a sudden they went totally bananas because it snowed?
Oh, yeah.
Who went banana?
California, when they had the snowstorm
They get more than half an inch of snow, and they have no clue what they're doing.
Are you kidding me? Give me a break. When they got all that water. When they got all the rain and stuff, they couldn't even go ahead and play baseball. I thought it was hilarious.
Of course you did.
Look at the Dodger Stadium. It doesn't look like a giant bowl. Look like a giant bowl of water.
Oh, yeah, when Chavez flooded because of all the rain that they...
I was waiting for Zeus to come down and go, there's my drink. Well, it did. It looked kind of weird, but what can you say, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Jessica brought some of her interesting stuff with her today.
Yes, I did.
All right, well, we can go to that since we have nothing else going on.
We have nothing in the world, folks.
That was our big topic, was the eclipse and the earthquake. Yeah. So we survived both. We're still here.
Yeah,
that's true. I decided
made the cat look weird, though.
Yeah.
She saw a cat during the eclipse.
he's kind of freaked out a little bit. I went ahead. I decided to bring my newest crochet hook. Just to be that kind of person. And this is actually a crochet hook. No, it's not. No, it's not for knitting. It's for crocheting. This is known as a Tuscan crochet hook.
Okay, you realize the people on the WTBR can't see us.
She's going to explain.
It's a very long blue crochet hook. It kind of looks like a knitting needle, but it's not. It has the hook for the crochet part. It's not a blunt end needle.
All right. For those listening for the radio, it's a basically a royal blue color. Really, really pretty.
And a long royal blue colored crochet hook.
The hook goes inward, like a little kind of a hook thing to it. And then at the end, so you don't have any problems, so you can actually grip, there's a little piece of plastic on the end of it to also help you maneuver your hand a little bit better. And it also gives you the size of it.
It also gives you the size. And so what it does is it tells you the size of it. And this is what is known as a 5.5.
So what are we crocheting?
We'll
just talk about anything on this show. It doesn't matter.
I'm trying to make a little kind of blanket looking kind of thing.
She's having fun.
I'm having fun at the moment. I'm learning how to do it right now. And this is actually what it looks like. It looks more like it's knitting than it is crocheting. For the most part, Tuscan crocheting is like one hand. It's almost like one handed knitting.
Right, exactly. So those on the radio, just to let you know, it's more of a tighter kind of a your grandmother's. Crocheting.
It's a lot more tighter. It kind of looks like, you know, like somebody had knitted you a sweater.
Yeah, it's a real heavier kind of design.
It's a little thicker, and it looks a little like basket weaving, almost.
Okay.
It gives the appearance of almost like basket weaving.
Well, since we went this way, you actually have some projects you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Are we keeping you up?
Oh, sorry.
I know it's 9 a.m. in the morning, but are we keeping you up?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean that. That was just one of those unusual kind of things.
The little monitors you have in front of you know when you're on camera. Yeah. So.
Oh, very funny.
That's what those are for.
All right. Well, for mine, it's kind of interesting.
As we dig into the bottom of the bag.
Yes, you have to.
I think I dropped your book. Hold on. Yeah, I did.
Nope. I have my book.
You have your book.
Oh, no. It was one of my yarn balls. Sorry.
There's yarn balls all over the studio.
And
hey, you know what?
For you people who can't see it. Okay, so what's in your book?
In the book, I...
You're going to do one thing at a time.
Okay. Show book.
Here's the book.
The book.
The book.
And it is of the babies. There's a boy and girl. And both of them are...
It has sports frames.
This one here is really, really nice. I decided to pick out the baby girl. There's a baby girl and baby boy. 5x7 frames that are done. And what they have is pacifiers, or actually the top part, baby bottles.
Yep.
Baby booties.
Yep.
And
safety pins
on them, and I'm also going to put like bows. I'm going to do it just a little step higher. I'm going to put bows and maybe some other different pretty flowers onto it. But to start with, they are the most cutest things ever. Here are the baby booties. Look how tiny they are.
Little tiny white baby booties.
They're little tiny white baby booties, and you put the bows on them. And they're actually so small, if a person has real tiny fingers like I do, you can actually put your fingers in the inside of them after the design is.
And make it look like your fingers are walking.
And make, yep, and look like your fingers are walking with the little booties on. So they're actually going to, the booties are going to be white, and I'm going to put pink bows on them, or purple. I've kind of decided probably to make it purple.
Can't wonder why.
Guess whose picture's going in it?
Hi.
Yep. I have so many pictures of Jessica from a small child. From a newborn.
Obviously.
Obviously, the newborn's on because I was that kind of parent.
So when you get done, are you going to bring your finished product
here? Yeah, I'm going to bring it in.
Show the.
Oh, no. She's going to blackmail me.
And
she's going to blackmail me.
And the colors.
No.
The colors that I picked, the outlining of it is a lavender. There's a lavender color. Baby lavender.
It's like a very soft, silky kind of yarn that she's using.
Yep. And then here is the actual deep purple that's going to go in the inside of it.
Oh, you're using, what is it? Medium orchid.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm
if
sorry.
If it's purple, she knows the color,
yes.
Folks. She's a purple that, junkie.
That, and I've been using it for my stuff, so I know exactly what shade it is.
Yeah.
You don't. And also, sis handed me like three yarn skis of it, so I know what the color
right,
is.
Right, you're the one that went ahead and rolled it up.
Here's yes.
Here's the thing about it. Here's also the great thing about it.
Hmm.
When you make a lot of these projects, you don't have to stay to the pattern.
Nope.
That they give you, such as the colors and the designs. So if you do get the books, you can wing it and go for it and make it your own.
That's
what
where,
we decided to do.
That's where your craft and my craft goes ahead and differentiates. You can go ahead and make adjustments to your patterns and come up with your own ideas. For mine, unfortunately, you have to follow the pattern, or else it just looks like a pile of yarn with little goo-goo eyes. That's about it.
Well,
because I make a lot of like plushies and stuff like that.
Well, the best thing is, and with the book, is
a book.
Yep,
the book.
She's got like 100 of these books at home. Every time she goes shopping,
I haven't really gone ahead and
either at the local stores or the online stores.
Exactly.
There's a book involved,
and there's different ones.
Yeah.
This one says "Baby Shadow Box," so there's the different cutouts and everything of each. And the best thing is I mean, this is easy, simple ones of all. Also, there's another one that is the book that anybody can get if they decide they want to go into this hobby. It's called the Encyclopedia of Plastic Canvas, to learn how to do the patterns.
For the different stitchings?
For the different stitchings, yep. I accidentally left that in New York
you know
by mistake.
They have one for crocheting also.
Yes, they do.
Teach you different stitches, different patterns.
Well, the idea is, you know, a lot of the beautiful things, you know, you do, it. There's different ways. I mean, each one of them has its own different pattern.
Yeah, I mean,
to go forward. This one here has, you can go, like with the cross stitch. You can do the one that I do, or you can do the long pattern one. This one actually goes into the two ones that I do, so that's kind of nice. I mean, you can go ahead, folks, and I mean, if the ladies want to go ahead and make something, or if the guys are into doing certain things like that, hey, more power to you. I don't discriminate. I don't care.
Exactly.
It's a known factor. In my house, my stepfather had a brain injury when he was in the war, and he was in World War II, and he was in a plane accident, and he had, from the top part here to the back part of his skull, he was basically almost decapitated, you might as well say. the guy who took care of him wrapped up, took a great big bunch of gauze and everything, the medic did, wrapped his head off and packed it and everything, and they picked him up. Needless to say, he was okay. He learned how to walk and talk and do everything. But how they managed to get his arms going and his thing, they gave him the same thing. Knitting needles.
And yarn.
And yarn.
Hand-eye coordination.
Exactly. And he was the one that showed me a couple of things when I got into doing some of the crafting that I was doing. He said, that stitch is wrong. And he reached over and grabbed it and redone it. And he goes, there, now you got it.
Yeah.
And I looked at my mother and I said to my mom, I went, where did Dad learn that? And that's when he said, I heard that. He says, that's what was taught to me. He says, because that
rehabilitation.
Was that was the rehabilitation back then. He says, little girl, he says, they didn't have the fancy stuff that they had now. And this is back in the 90s when he told me all this. I said, oh, wow, I says, this is incredible. He says, yeah. He says, you'd be surprised when they teach you something. He says, how do you think I learned?
What it is, it teaches hand-eye coordination and teaches you how
yeah,
to
yeah, and what it taught him redo, to do was
You learn. You eventually learn how to become ambidextrous when
that's
you go ahead.
That's what he did.
When you go ahead and you do knitting, you yeah. eventually learn, because you have to learn how to use both, decide and decide
that's
for
what,
the knitting.
That's what happened with him. He learned how to be ambidextrous because of the fact that he was doing things with both hands so much. And actually, it kind of worked real great in his work because he was able to do both. Since he
used both his hands.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I mean, give a grandpa the benefit of the doubt. He could take a room like this and, you know, pretty much make anything he wanted into it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, he could do it.
But, yeah.
Electrical and everything.
Oh,
I mean,
I know.
you put the pipes in, the electric in, he took a place apart and put it back together with his eyes closed.
That's true.
Yep. So, I mean, that was the thing about it.
And this right here...
he'd be proud of you.
Yeah, he would. This is actually one of many stitches you can do. This is what's known as the simple stitch.
Right.
This is to get you started, to figure it out, how to go ahead and how to use the hook for it.
Exactly, right.
And I said, screw it, let me go ahead and stick to the simple for now, then I'll figure it out.
I was going to say, for me, it's still a little complicated. Some of the time, ooh, excuse me.
Again, are we keeping you up?
sorry, folks, I didn't mean to do that.
I know
one
it's
of
early
the,
on a Wednesday morning.
No,
but.
No. One of the medications that I take for my leg kind of makes me a little tired, and I kind of like have a little bit of relapse from the fact that I took it the...
It takes a bit to get out of our system a little.
And the fact that she's
I
up,
have no soda.
The fact that she's up at 9 a.m. in the morning on a Wednesday morning to
yeah.
do for this
and
show.
And I had no... And I'm one
and
of
you
the,
had no caffeine. And
I had no
caffeine.
I'm kind of weird. They'll drink the coffee in the house.
It's just caffeine.
Coffee, tea.
Yeah. Coffee, tea, or whatever. Me... Forget it. I will go into the refrigerator. I haven't broken this habit since I was 12 years old. I will go into the cabinet, reach over and grab myself a can of soda. I know it's a horrible, disgusting habit.
No, it's
you
not.
Know, but it's
there's
me.
There's a lot of habits that are disgusting.
it's me.
You
and
know?
The whole thing is I don't discriminate on the soda.
No.
I drink Coke and Pepsi. I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's disgusting. Well, you know what? I also drink the cheap stuff, too. So,
yeah. Coke, Pepsi, the cheap store brand.
Well,
ones,
we switched gears
you know.
Quick here, didn't
it
we?
Didn't, it doesn't
well,
matter.
Of course.
It doesn't matter.
We go
come
from,
on now.
We go from crocheting
I
to
dropped
soda.
The transmission.
Because she it's too early in the morning for her to be in the studio.
Well, you're
she's
the
letting
one.
Us know that.
You're the one that went ahead and made the comment. Are we keeping you up? So then she went on a tangent. You know that. She strips gears like crazy.
I can go ahead and drop my transmission easy.
You are dropping your transmission.
People watching and listening to this show going, wait a minute, where are we going here?
I'm sorry,
folks.
Two
directions in the wrong...
Wait a minute. This doesn't even segue into each other. What the heck?
It segue into each other.
I'm
we're
so
just
sorry.
In the wrong directions.
Well,
here.
You kind of segue her there, you know. You
I didn't segue a, her anywhere.
You made a comment
that,
after
that
yawning. She
thing.
Answered your question.
Yeah.
You made it. I'm sorry. I'm going to put this down.
Yeah. Things are flying through the air here. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. She put that down real fast.
We don't have plexiglass like, up here anymore, and we didn't during COVID.
You went ahead
They took the spit screen down.
Well, you went ahead and made the comment about her yawning a little bit, so she answered your question.
Exactly.
Come on now.
And it took her 20 minutes to do that.
So she stripped her gears a little bit.
Stripped her gears, dropped her transmission, and people at home going, what are we doing?
No.
I was very
good about it. Thank you.
You're very good about what?
Very good about what?
Don't start with me.
We went from crocheting to... Are we keeping you up?
Oh, poor
thing. Well, you
thing.
Did.
At 9 a.m.
You,
on a Wednesday morning.
You
okay.
did.
Yep, I did. So sorry. Sue me.
You went ahead and did that, and so...
I'm alive.
You okay now?
Yes.
It's almost over.
I'm alive.
You can almost
I'm
go
alive.
Home. Another minute and a half, you can go home.
Do you see what my shirt says, right?
No, we don't see what your shirt says.
Oh.
You don't know what to talk about at the end of the show, so we're just going to throw some stuff out there.
It says last Monday is more. It's a Snoopy shirt. It says last Monday is more Fridays. What? That's the one that she got for her birthday. She got that and a blanket and.
Actually, not quite sure which one of the. Of the ones
it
that
was it was a yellow one with the kid cats and glasses.
I don't know. I can't remember. All I know is it's cute and adorable,
no.
And I love it.
No, you got the one for your birthday because sis went ahead and saw it, and she made a comment. Where do I find that? Yes. This is shopping with my mom and my sister. We go shopping right away. Where's that? What aisle is that? We tell her what aisle it is. She zooms on. zooms away like, bye, I'm going to go get it. The heck?
Yeah, I think we go there just to go ahead and find the pajama bottoms. All three of us.
I know.
That's exactly where
We're
it
that
is.
Kind of person.
I think it's a bet to see which one can outdo who with the pajamas.
Well,
sorry, folks. I won.
Well, we either go to this store and find something we like, or we go to another store and find something we like, and the thing is, we always manage to go ahead and conjugate into the one little area
Or if you can't find what you like in your local stores, you go online and order it.
Yes, that kind of
thing. Yeah, we done that.
Yeah. Boy, you just went supersonic there, Monica.
You just went supersonic.
Sorry.
Yeah,
like
we went
to friends reunion here.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, we did. We found
I'm
a few.
Sorry.
Yeah, we did. We found a few things online that we liked that we couldn't find in our local stores. So,
yeah.
Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends.
Is that
what
it?
About you?
It's all we got. We got like
now,
a minute.
What
now,
what about you?
What about me? What about me?
Yeah, you
went
have
ahead,
nothing.
Went ahead and my sister goes ahead and tells me about wrestling. Apparently, they decided to take the belt away from Roman Reigns.
Oh, my
that
God.
I'm sorry, but if you look at him right now.
He looks sickly.
He does not look well.
Nope.
He's tired. You can tell he's tired and...
My opinion,
Joe does not look well.
Nope, he doesn't.
Roman doesn't look well.
Okay, my opinion, we gotta go.
Have a good day, folks.
We will be
Take care. Bye-bye.
We will be back next week.
Yes, we will.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.